is life eternal. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now then, to know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Does that mean that no other religion can know God? After all, no other religion has Jesus Christ. We have to see that what is said here does not mean that Jesus Christ is the only representative of God. Jesus was the man who surrendered his human life to the Christ. And therefore, we're speaking of Jesus Christ. But Christ and God are the so-called team. And Christ and God are the team in any religion. Christ isn't confined to one religion. Christ is the identity of every single person on the earth. So, Jesus Christ was the force that developed out of a man, just a man on this earth. He discovered his Christhood. But Lord, you'd have to go way back to find out when. Before the floods, certainly before anything in the Bible, before the world. So the name Jesus is important only because the name Christ is not a name. Christ is reality. Christ is reality in every country of the universe. If an individual had brought himself into Christhood in any country of the world, he's been glorified by the Father. So let us not think that we're talking about a Christian religion as the only. We're talking about those who live in Christ, whatever their name, whatever their religion. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. With the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Now that glorification is how it is going to come a certain way. Jesus Christ will be revealed as the immortal self. And the glorification will be his putting himself into a position where death is imminent. Death is the only possible end for the man. And the glorification is that he proves that he has overcome the world and cannot die. The crucifixion fools even those who would crucify him. They do not see the body of spirit in which he lives. He has the Christ body. Each of us is looking at a picture of ourself. When he shows us he has the Christ body, he is saying to us, you have the same body. You are the same Christ. As the Father has glorified Jesus the Christ, he will glorify anyone who has attained the Christ. And when you have the spiritual body, you will never walk off the earth. This heritage is the end for all men and all women. There's not one who will attain or ten who will attain. Every single soul on earth will attain. The Father made total perfection. As time goes, some will attain earlier, others will attain later. Each one who does attain will be a source of teaching and inspiration for those who are still to go. This is mankind's future. But it is also mankind's present. You cannot attain Godship. You have to be born that way. You have to have been in the world before birth was invented. It's the natural reality of the so-called human mortal who has lived under hypnosis for thousands of years and the belief that he is a human being, a mortal being, an undeveloped individual, whereas all of the divine capacities are in each of us, awaiting the recognition of the individual. No matter what you may have, you don't have it. Perfection never changes. You must realize that the human appearance of you is not you. The human appearance is your concept self, your imitation self, and you must slowly learn to overcome the world mind which deceives you daily and paints you as a mortal struggling for existence, when you actually are a divine being, perfect as your Father. Never let it be thought for a second that the Father can create a divine being and then uncreate him. We are all gods, you know. One infinite being. Now let's take that name I, because that is the name of God. And I, no matter what I look like or what I seem to be, no matter what I think, even if I disown divinity, I still am. I can't stand any other possibility. What I am, I am. And the Father says, I am divine. So you may consider yourself a low caste or a high caste. You may consider yourself fortunate. You may consider yourself born on the wrong side of the tracks or the right side of the tracks. It makes no difference. God knows you as a divine self. Someday you will attain it and join others who are also divine selves, and all of you will realize that we are only one self. We appear in separate forms, but we're not. I think you may remember the scene after the crucifixion when the various people involved down there were trying to tear apart his garments, and they couldn't tear one garment. It wouldn't separate. That's the clue to you and the clue to me. The inseparable divinity, all appearing separate but not separable, because we are one being. And all there is on this earth is one being. That's something we're going to have to learn. No matter how high or low you may think another one is, he's the same being as you. He's wearing a different coat of skin, but the skin is not the man, nor what is inside the man, the man. The man is the one being, the one infinite light, the one infinite Christ. Now let's take that into consideration, please. Because if you don't have your identity, you're going to be in a world just like a leaf floating in a raging river. You've got to have your identity. And if you keep it to yourself, fine. But you've got to know that I, infinite, is my name. You've got to know that. I may be in any profession. I may be a housewife. I may be anything in the world, but it's not what I am. That's the mortal picture. But there's one garment that doesn't separate. And that's the garment of the infinite Christ. You're it, whether you like it or not. And I'm sure you like it. Now let's identify then inwardly. Always inwardly. Because the world isn't ready to take I am the infinite being. But you must know it. And it takes this knowledge to turn away that which you might call as an alien creature. Whatever is not you is turned away by the knowledge that you are you. If there is not this wall up of who I am, you're an easy prey for anything on the earth. But when you have the knowledge of who I am, you will find that the light of your being, expressed by your knowledge of it, is the power. It's the invisible power of the man, of the woman. The light of your being expressed and believed. And then as you find out that it's true, and you live more of yourself, you find you have the capacity to do wonderful things. To share the knowledge. To bring the light into relationships. Wherever you are, there will be something there that cannot be moved into the world of the day's events. Something that is out of the Father. Something that has a different appearance, a different weight to it, a different structure to it. Something that invisibly is divine. And that is what you will be bringing to everything that you do, to everyone you know, and to your family, to your business, to everything you're connected with. Divinity is part of everything you're connected with, and if you are it, then you're letting your light shine. And with it, you can walk through any situation, and it will change. You'll find in lawsuits there's a miraculous effect that the truth has on the people involved in living, in every endeavor. If you're a plumber, a laborer, who earns his food by the sweat of his brow, there's that divine quality that you bring out. You find that there's something different in your life. Something that makes you special. Whatever you are, it is lifted up by what you know you are. And that's the most important part of it. The knowledge in you that I am divine. And as I listen to the Christ of my being, and it directs me, I become more and more aware that I truly am the Christ. Because the Christ doesn't speak to people. The Christ only speaks to Christ. Start listening again. Make it a point. For a few days, give it priority. It will help you identify yourself in such a way that you will be assured of one thing in this world, that I am no longer a human being. That is an outmoded idea. The truth is, and I didn't know it, but the truth is that I am the immortal self, known as Christ. Right now, on that I want to meditate. It's important that we hammer that home so that when everyone leaves this seminar, they've come with a different identity than the one they leave with. This is a Christ realization meditation. I accept. And I am true to that acceptance by living in the belief that I am the Christ, and my actions will show forth my belief. What can I shrink from? Nothing. Little David, there he was, took off his armor. Why? Because the Christ does not shrink from Goliath. And the Christ always vanquishes. This was the lesson of David and Goliath. The appearance is the small one and the big one. Christ is not a size. Christ is the flame of God. Someday you will realize that the flame of God is infinite. A flame that was on the earth before the sun and is now on the earth invisibly. It is a flame that is composed of Christ infinite. When I start to think of myself as part of that flame, I correct it. That's not true. By the strangest reasoning you can ever find, each of us is the total flame. We're not divided down to little individual Christs. We're all one Christ. When you bring this knowledge into everything you do, into everything that you plan, you will find a new power in your life. If you are in a state of change, where you're in one situation and must go into another one and you don't know what the situation will be or should be, don't go into it as a human being. First, assert your Christhood to yourself. The situation will then change, and you'll be where you should be. Believe it. This is magic. But it's the truth. You have the healer within yourself. For every situation, the Christ of you has overcome the world. Prove it. The Christ of you isn't living just today. The Christ of you is living and is a complete future that you will experience in the future. Christ is already there. That's why you may hear things from the Christ within which may not happen for quite a while. The Christ of you is not dead. The Christ is living in what you consider the past. The past, the present, and the future. The Christ lives in all three now. But you are the Christ. You haven't yet learned to live in the present, the future, and the past at one time. But Christ does, and you are the Christ. You've got a little catching up to do, to learn where you are. By the same token, the Christ can do things you wouldn't dream of. But the Christ has done them, and is doing them now. And in time you will learn what the Christ of your being is doing. There may be difficulties ahead, only because you have blocked out the Christ in your life. The Christ is a perfect being. If you are still on the upswing learning about the Christ, you may encounter these difficulties. nothing in the Christ is not complete. Christ is complete and full. We each have to learn the fullness of the perfect Christ. That's what we should be about our business now. When we're about the Father's business, we're learning that we are the Christ of the Father. That the Christ is perfect, we must learn what that means in our lives. Start with the truth. The lie is over. Start with the Christ. The glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. The infinite Christ is calling to itself everywhere, in you, in him, in her, that we may be one. That you may recognize that you are not talking to your brother or your friend, you are talking to yourself. Take a peek at the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5, 6, and 7, Matthew. You may not particularly be able to find the meaning of every word and the meaning of every phrase, but realize that it's being spoken to, spoken of, spoken by one was trying to teach you that you are the Christ, and if you read it from that standpoint, it will probably be the first time you read it from that standpoint. I, the Christ, am going to read what this says about me. And everything it says about you will be seen from a different point of view and appreciated. You'll understand what it means, partially, to be the living Christ when you read it from that standpoint. I, the Christ, am reading it. It's teaching me how to be an infant before I become an adult. It's teaching me things about myself that I don't even know. Chapter 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew, the sermon. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may be may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. This is Jesus speaking out loud. The Christ in him is saying, the love of the Father is yours as it has been his. This is directly to you to let you know that you have not been left out, that you are an integral part, that you are the self, that there's no way for the self to leave out the self. It's always telling you what you are, not what you're going to be. What you can depend upon being. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundations of the world. That's telling you about your ancestry. He's speaking about you, that thou lovest me before the foundations of the world. He's telling you that you existed before the foundations of the world. So dig in and find out the fullness of your stature. You're not a person to pass in time. That's not who you are. You're not here one day and gone the next. You're not here for a few years and off you go. You existed before the foundation of the world. He's showing you your permanent stability. Not the physical self, not the fleshly self, the divine self, the Christ self. We're being asked to accept ourself without any finite boundaries. Always he's building up our knowledge that we never were once out of existence, that we are the being that is the being, that it has no father to be at birth, because it is before birth. Try to capture that truth. The whole human concept is obliterated. Now if we can grasp all of this, just dwell in it, we begin to lose the personal idea of self. I know I'm trying hard to cling to this shape that I'm in, this body I'm in, this brain I have, but all of this is taking me out of it. I've got this little facsimile of a person, and I'm trying to be that person. Jesus Christ is telling me, you're not that person. You were here before the foundations of the world. You're infinite. You're divine. all of these incredible things that I can't begin to imagine. And yet that's what I'm to be true to. That's what he's telling the Father openly, that he wants for us to realize who we are. There will come a time when somehow you'll have to realize it. Something will try to bring you down to a level of a person, and it will suddenly be a source of rebellion on your part. What, you want to make me one of these little midget creatures? That's not me at all. I can't accept that. The Bible tells me who I am. Now I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to grow in my concepts of who I am until I can truthfully say I'm ready to live as the Father wants me to live, as a divine image and likeness. That's who I was made as. That's who I will be. I know you can't get it because it's too big for any of us to really get the fullness of what is said. But we have to live with it. And we have to prevent the forces of the world from taking it from us. It's been too long that we've been without it. So the strides become longer. The thoughts become deeper. The consciousness grows. Something happens to us, and we begin to show that we have changed. We are closer to what we are than what we have seemed to be. Tomorrow we're going to discuss time. It's an interesting subject. It has the capacity of releasing us from the false boundaries we have set, so that our day is just passed, it's all gone, never to return. We'll find time isn't that way at all. Timelessness is something different. And when we look into it, we'll fit it into our concept that has changed a bit, and we'll begin to see how time rounds out when it's attacked from a standpoint of not dying time, but living time. Time that never goes off the earth. Not time that passes, but time that always lives. Becomes not time, but eternally what it is. That eternal reality has been shortened and dwarfed into time on this earth.